Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, November 29th, 2021 edition of NIPS by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news and subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Domtar and Paper Excellence merger receives Canadian Competition Bureau approval. Also making headlines, Pride Industries has a ceremonial opening for a $150 million facility. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today. 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, November 26th at 45.16, down 104 points or 2.3% from the November 19th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 3-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down by 2.2%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Mercer International, up 3.4%, followed by Neenah Incorporated, gaining 3.3%. The biggest decliner for the week was Hedera Paper, down by 7.5%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 570%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 36%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 26%, while the PM40 is up 33.4%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Prattville, Alabama. International Paper's Prattville, Alabama mill gives timeline to resume full operations. Officials with International Paper have provided an update on its plans to resume full operations. The company says on Saturday, November 6th, the mill experienced a structural failure on one of its stock tanks during a scheduled maintenance outage. Company officials say there were no injuries and no adverse environmental impact. Officials say initial assessments are complete and work has begun to bring the mill back to full capacity. They say the operations will resume in the next few weeks for paper machine number 2. Paper machine number 1, however, along with the balance of the mill, is expected to be fully operational early next year, which is still a while off. In the meantime, the company says it continues to evaluate alternative supply options and will work with customers to meet their needs. Dateline Cordell, Georgia, fire at West Fraser facility. Several agencies were at the scene of a fire at the West Fraser facility west of downtown Cordell on November 23rd. That's according to Sheriff Billy Hancock with the Crisp County Sheriff's Office. Hancock says the call came in just after 8 p.m. Tuesday night. He says no one was hurt and crews had the fire under control. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone, so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Kaukauna, Wisconsin. Employees help extinguish fire at Alstermungshaw Kaukauna Mill. Employees of a Kaukauna mill are being credited with helping put out a fire at the mill. Crews were called at the Alstermungshaw Tillamy Mill currently before 9:30 a.m. local time Tuesday, November 23rd. The fire was found near a paper machine and contained to the machine. A small fire was also found in the basement and quickly extinguished. Firefighters say quick action of the employees helped knock down the fire and prevent further spread. No one was hurt and damage estimates are minimal. The mill was able to resume normal operations. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, North Carolina. Pratt Industries closing North Carolina facility. Pratt Southeast Displays has informed the North Carolina Commerce Department that it is closing its Winslet facility in Guilford County on January 15th, eliminating all 81 jobs. The job cuts are set to begin on January 9th, according to a WARN Act notice. The company did not disclose the reason behind the decision. Parent company Pratt Industries, based in Conyers, Georgia, said in 2017 that it planned to hire up to 400 employees at the 360,000-square-foot facility. Pratt Industries has a recycling operation in Winston-Salem, and it also has locations in Fayetteville, Gastonia, Raleigh, and Statesville in North Carolina. Dateline Grand Rapids, Michigan. UFP Industries acquires controlling equity position in Ficus PAX. UFP Industries announced that its affiliate, UFP Global Holdings Limited, has acquired 70% of the equity in Ficus PAX Limited, a leading producer of industrial packaging in India, for approximately $13.5 million in U.S. Headquartered in Bangalore, India, Ficus PAX manufactured mixed material cases and crates, nailless plywood boxes, wooden pallets, and other packaging products through 10 facilities located in major industrial markets throughout southern India. Ficus PAX also owns a majority stake in Wadpak, a manufacturer of corrugated fiberboard containers, corrugated pallets, and display solutions. The company had a trailing 12-month sales through August of 2021 of approximately $39 million U.S. dollars. Sandeep Waha, chairman and managing director of Wadpak, will now lead Ficus PAX as a managing director over the consolidated group. Dateline Longview, Washington. West Rock Longview paper mill fined nearly $140,000 after failing to report COVID-19 infections and death. West Rock Services, a paper mill in Longview in Cowlitz County, has been fined almost $140,000 after one worker died and more than a dozen others were infected with the COVID-19. According to a news release from the State Department of Labor and Industries, 15 workers who worked at the same machine were diagnosed with COVID-19 in March and April. Two people were hospitalized with the virus and one person died. Neither of the hospitalizations nor the death were reported to the State Department, according to the release.
During an inspection of the workplace, Elle and I found that WestRock had neglected to send workers home after they had complained to an on-site nurse about having COVID-19 symptoms. According to the release, a machine operator recovering from the coronavirus told the on-site nurse that he was having difficulty walking, was in pain, and had shortness of breath. Another worker at the same machine had already been sent home after being tested positive for the COVID-19 the same morning. Rather than lose a second worker, the company had the employee stay and use supplemental oxygen. The fines against WestRock totaled $139,832. Dateline Park Falls, Wisconsin. Park Falls, Wisconsin paper mill gets sold in parts. Since early summer, the community of Park Falls had been hoping for a boost from the state of Wisconsin that would enable the city's shuttered paper mill to hang on, find new owners, and reopen. Last week, the door closed on that option as machinery and equipment from the Park Falls pulp and paper facility was auctioned off. Invoices from the auction have gone out, and winning bidders have begun to pick up their purchases, Park Falls Mayor Michael Bablick said. Prospective purchasers of the mills, as a going concern, had hoped that the Wisconsin legislature would pass a $15 million loan guarantee that could have enabled them to make an offer. Dateline Niagara Falls, New York. Worker in critical condition after getting stuck in machinery at Cascades facility. A worker at the Cascades Container Board Packaging Facility in Niagara Falls sustained serious injuries on Friday, November 19, when he got caught in a piece of heavy machinery. The accident took place at about 8:35 p.m. local time inside the facility. The victim, identified as a 40-year-old male employee, became trapped in a roller that is used to feed paper. Niagara Falls police and fire crews both responded. A firefighter performed CPR on the victim at the scene. He was then transported to the Erie County Medical Center, where he was currently listed in critical but stable condition. Police were investigating the incident. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada. Domtar and Paper Excellence merger receives Canadian Competition Bureau approval. Paper Excellence and Domtar Corporation jointly announced that they have received Canadian Competition Act approval for their business combination, whereby Carta Halton BV, an affiliate of Paper Excellence, will acquire all of the issued and outstanding shares of Domtar common stock for $55.50 per share in cash, pursuant to an agreement and plan of merger dated May 10th of 2021. The consent agreement filed by the Canadian Commissioner of Competition with the Competition Tribunal fulfills the final condition to closing of the merger. The consent agreement requires that following the closing of the merger, Domtar's pulp mill and Canloops British Columbia be sold to resolve the commissioner's concerns about the merger's implications on the purchase of wood fiber from the Thompson-Okanagan region in British Columbia. The transaction remains on course to close in the fourth quarter of this year. Again, Dateline Canada. Paper Excellence warns of potential delivery interruptions for customers. Paper Excellence warned that its customers may see pulp and paper delivery delays due to ongoing supply chain disruption in North America and particularly British Columbia. Over the past 3 months, global supply chains, ports, and carriers have been impacted by disruptions related to the pandemic, such as labor availability, lack of shipping containers, delayed carriers, and significant port congestion. These backlogs have impacted the company's ability to get finished products shipped in a timely manner. The atmospheric river weather system that hit British Columbia on Sunday, November 14th, was a significant event that caused widespread damage. Although none of Paper Excellence's facilities were directly impacted, there has been material damage to British Columbia's infrastructure, particularly its roadways and railways. Closure of the Trans-Canada Highway, Highway 3, and Highway 5, in addition to the closure of CP and CN rail lines, has further impacted outbound product shipments as the company relies on truck and rail transportation to move goods. The company also anticipates potential production interruptions over the next few 4 weeks related to forest fiber and other goods shortages received at its British Columbia mills. The situation will be monitored closely in its decision to restart the Crofton facility from its current two-week production curtailment. Paper Excellence says it remains committed to getting as much product as quickly as possible to its customers and asks for understanding at this time as British Columbia works to rebuild its transportation infrastructure and continues to navigate the impacts of the pandemic. Customers are asked to contact their Paper Excellence sales representative if they have additional questions about the situation. Dateline Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Pratt Industries has a ceremonial opening for a $150 million facility. Governor Tom Wolf was on hand for the ceremonial opening of Pratt Industries' advanced manufacturing box plant in Carlisle, Cumberland County. The new $150 million plant employs 215 workers in full-time manufacturing jobs. Here comes a quote, quote, "This plant is one more example of many state-of-the-art facilities opening in Pennsylvania," said Governor Wolf. Wolf continues, quote, "Pratt Industries' investment in this community will bring new jobs to Cumberland County and boost the local and regional economy," end quote. Governor Wolf joined Anthony Pratt, executive chairman of Pratt Industries, for a tour of the new facility, which opened in May to unveil a plaque. The company is a prominent paper recycler and the only major paper container board company whose products are 100% recycled. Quote, "As we look toward the future, Pennsylvania is the perfect place for new and growing manufacturing business," said Wolf. Governor Wolf continues, quote, "We are conveniently located near other major cities. We are home to leading universities and research centers, and we're training the next generation of manufacturing workers, focusing on advanced technical and STEM skills," end of quote. Anthony Pratt added, quote, "This $150 million state-of-the-art box factory is our company's most recent investment in America, and we're proud to have created another 215 full-time, high-paying, green-collar manufacturing jobs right here in Pennsylvania," end of quote. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.